the middle of doing the dishes or something because you'll drop something. And also goes out on access radio stations in Canada, like CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show, Prince George, British Columbia. The Southern Branch is actually in Tennessee. I've got that listed wrong. I was looking up some information. We played at the Mariposa Folk Festival in 1971, and that's quite near London, Ontario. And I saw the name there, and I thought, I know that place. I don't really know it. We just drove through it. But anyway, that's how Back Porch Bluegrass came to be, and I hope you're enjoying my take on it. I'm going to use one of those LPs now to play some music. This is an LP of the Rice Brothers, and we're all very familiar with the great and late great Tony Rice and his absolutely astonishing guitar skills and vocal skills, and his brother Larry Rice, mandolin, tenor singer, guitarist, and has worked in many bands, made a huge contribution to bluegrass music. And the younger brother, Wyatt Rice, also plays guitar just like Tony does, often plays backup guitar for Tony in their recordings. And their brother, Ron Rice, played acoustic bass, not so well known. They put together an album just with the Rice Brothers playing, and they were helped out by Bill Emerson on banjo, Frank Poindexter on dobro, and I think he was their uncle, and Jerry Douglas played a bit of dobro, Ricky Simpkins played some fiddle, and there's some great tunes on this, and we're going to hear two of them, I think. Grapes on the Vine, which is a Steve Gillette, Charles Corto song, excellent song for bluegrass music, and then old traditional gospel song, You're Drifting Away. I'm not sure who wrote that, but it's a good song. We're going to hear the Rice Brothers. Let's have a listen.
People, there are secrets you keep right through to the end. There are heroes that hide until forever, and I'm singing this song for one of them. He's the man that you passed on the road there, the one with his life on the loose, going either somewhere or nowhere, going without me, without you. He is this world's constant orphan, traveling out his long time, living on apples from orchards, and dying from grapes on the vine. And dream of his railroad existence as if it were some kind of dream, as if the extent of the distance were what his heart would call him. You can find him in Buffalo and June, and he knows all the back roads between them, like a gypsy he pulls a moon. And it's Route 22 all over again. Stick your thumb out and try to look like somebody's friend. Look strong at the man, smile for the girl, puzzled at like the rest of the world. For he is this world's constant orphan, traveling out his long time, living on apples from orchards and dying from grapes on a vine. Living on apples from orchards and dying from grapes on a vine. Drifting away, you're drifting away. When you come across the river and you haven't met with God, you're drifting away. You're drifting away. You're drifting away. You're drifting away. On down the dark river, I'm sorry to say, you're drifting away. You're drifting away. Don't wait too long to let Jesus hear you pray. Treasures to enter the promised land. You're drifting away. You're drifting away. You can hear Jesus calling and you won't accept his hand. You're drifting away. You're drifting away. You're drifting away. You're drifting away. On down the dark river, I'm sorry to say, you're drifting away. Let Jesus hear you pray. When you come across the river, Jesus, don't give the command. You drifted away. And you're drifting away. You're drifting away. You're drifting away. You're drifting away. On down the dark river, I'm sorry to say, you're drifting away. You're drifting away. Don't wait too long to let Jesus hear you pray.
That's a bit different, wasn't it? Very smooth version of it. And isn't their guitar playing just beautiful? Just lovely. That was the Rice Brothers, all four of them. And what a legacy they have given to bluegrass music, eh? Well, it's not often that I can announce two tours in one radio show in New Zealand, but we're having a visit from Kindred Spirit. That's Randy Gamble from Sassafras. He's coming back to New Zealand. He really likes coming back to New Zealand. I think this is his fourth visit. He's had a couple of visits with Sassafras, the whole band, but this time he's coming with Jeff Pardue, who plays fiddle and accordion and vocals. Randy plays guitar, does vocals, and his loves in life these days are fishing and playing music, and he's uniquely managed to combine those two in his visit to the South Island. And the duo Kindred Spirit, that's Randy and Jeff, combining a fishing trip and concert tour. And I got a note from Ken Bowie from down that way. He's really helped them get some Southland area gigs, and has worked with him, and he'll be going to lots of those concerts. Thanks very much for sending me the information, Ken. Really appreciate it. And the places that they're playing. 14th, 15th, 16th of February, they're in the Takaka region. And Friday the 20th, they are playing at Tahakopa in the Catalans area. Our Hut is the name of the place, hosted by Mary and Ferg Sutherland. Sunday the 22nd, they're playing at Arrowtown at the Fork and Tap. That sounds like a pub. And that's an afternoon concert, 2 p.m. So that'll be great to go and see. Wednesday the 25th, bit of a gap for fishing there and sightseeing at the Waikaya, playing Waikaya at the Masonic Hall there. Thursday the 26th, Dunedin Folk Club at the Opaho Bowling Club in Lovelock Avenue. Friday the 27th, they're at the Southland Musicians Club in Preston Street, Invercargill. Saturday the 28th, they're at Belcan Hall, just north of Christchurch, going north, heading up north. And Sunday the 1st of March at the Christchurch Folk Club, 29 Domain Terrace in Spraydon. Pick them up at any of those places. You'd love to see them. Just very relaxed musicians. Recordings don't do justice to people like this, because seeing them live, sitting there playing guitar and fiddle, accordion, whatever it is, and singing and sharing their stories with you is just amazing. And I'd recommend that you take any opportunity you can to go and see Kindred Spirit. Let's hear a track from them now. I've picked one out, and it's called Back in Your Own Backyard.
That bird with feathers of blue is waiting for you. Back in your own backyard, you'll see the castles of Spain through your window pane. Back in your own backyard, oh, you can go to the east, go to the west, soon you will come. Weary of heart, back where you started from, you'll find your happiness lies right before your eyes. Back in your own backyard. Lies right before your eyes, back in your own backyard. Oh, you can go to the east, go to the west, soon you will come. Weary of heart, back where you started from, you'll find your happiness lies right before your eyes. Back in your own backyard. That's right, back in your own backyard.
Yes, so remember, go and see Kindred Spirit any opportunity you can. I think you will enjoy the experience. I'm sure you will enjoy the experience. Real nice folks. Talk to them. Tell them you know of a good fishing hole and they'd probably talk to you for ages. Big shout out to all the people listening on podcast. Thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. I really do appreciate it. I know we've got listeners all over New Zealand and Australia, in the USA, in Ireland, in the UK, lots of people all over the world, and I know you enjoy bluegrass music as much as I do, and probably find my take on bluegrass music a little bit interesting, being as I come from down here in Hamilton, New Zealand, a little bit far away from the main hub of things, but that's all right. Let's hear some music from San Francisco in 1968, some early bluegrass music. And the stalwarts of the scene in those days were Vern and Ray. Vern Williams on mandolin and vocals, Ray Park on guitar and fiddle and vocals. And they were accompanied by local musicians. And in this album, they were accompanied by Herb Peterson, a young, early 20s Herb Peterson. I got to know him when he was part of the Beatles. He was in the band Here Today. He's done some great music with Chris Hillman. He's a fine musician and singer. And Howard Courtney, bass. So, well, this is a live recording, so it sounds pretty rough in places. But we're going to hear the introductions to the band and then a tune called 20 Second Rag, which is how they usually introduce their programs. And then we're going to hear a little George Rose, if all my machinations with this desk work out, that's what we're going to hear. So here's Vern and Ray doing some real hard-driving bluegrass.
I'd like to introduce the boys to you. On my back here, you'll see Mr. Herb Peterson, the boy who comes from Berkeley. Think about her. Laverne Williams over here from Bullfrog Valley, Arkansas.
All right. Hey.
Howard, Mr. Howard Courtney, he worked with us down in Los Angeles at the Astro. And, of course, he plays a little different type of music now. He's kind of changed his style, looks, and so forth. But he's a real nice kid, and we like him.
Thank you, Ray.
We'd like to do you a little thing.
And this guy right here, this is Ray Park.
My name's Ray Park. Thank you. Here's a little intro we always play just before we go on. Of course, there's no curtain to open up and bring us on here, but we're just here. But we'll do it anyway. I like the way Herb picks the banjo on his Herb. We'll be right back.
that was recorded live at the San Francisco Folk Festival in 1968, I believe. And lots of energy in their bluegrass music. Let's hear from the David Grisman Bluegrass Experience again with their version of Reuben's Train. Version of Reuben's Train that was, and that was David Grisman and the Bluegrass Experience. We're just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. Thanks very much for tuning in, listening. If you've stayed with me this far, hope you've enjoyed the music. Remember to go to one of the shows, You, Me, Everybody, if you're in the North Island, or Kindred Spirit if you're in the South Island. Next week they'll be playing in your area, so go and see them and say you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass. We're going to take it out with some picking from an album called Ultimate Picking, and here's a tune called Done Gone. I call this Scott Vestal, who plays banjo, and his friends. It's a great tune. Thanks very much for listening. Bye.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. This is Bird Note. In Mexico City, 73-year-old Katia Latouf started a hummingbird hospital in her apartment.
I have now here almost six species. I have a small one like a bee. It doesn't fly like a hummingbird. It's a Mexican.
Bumblebee hummingbird.
Yeah.
Either flying across a bedroom to a large window or resting over the dry tree branches Katia carefully placed on the corners, there are more hummingbirds than most people have ever seen together.
Now I have 82, expecting one more.
Katia says people bring her mostly injured baby birds. Larger animals attack them while they're vulnerable in their nests.
People find them, compassionate people, and they bring them to me.
So how did Katia, who once ran a French high fashion boutique, start caring for injured hummingbirds? It began in 2012, after she survived a cancer that was considered terminal. She received her first injured hummingbird and named him Gucci.
Sometimes he was here and I was depressed. He stayed on my shoulder, on my head. No, Gucci, I don't want to play now. Please leave me alone. And he used to stay in front of me, looking at me, like saying, pay attention to me. I didn't understand at the time until he dies 9 months later, and it was a new life written to me, because 9 months is the symbol of a new life. When you have a baby, it's 9 months.
Katia has tried giving a new life to each one of the hundreds of babies she's received ever since. For Bird Note, I'm Lucina Melesio.
You're tuned in to CJSF